Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. We will start our last session in this room before the closing session. On stage is Alicia Fagerving from Wikimedia Sweden, who will tell us more about finding GLAMs all around the world. Don't forget the collaborative note-taking. There's a link to the Etherpad on the program, as you know by now. And please help us all for good documentation of this presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My name is Alicia Fagerving. I am a developer at Wikimedia Sverige, the Swedish chapter of the Wikimedia Foundation. And today, I am going to talk about a project that I know some of you have heard about. It is a project that we have been working on for quite a while. And we've been reaching out to the global Wikimedia community to keep you updated. We have received already some very enthusiastic feedback, both earlier on and at this conference, indicating that there is indeed a lot of interest in the potential of Wikidata as the ultimate global database of cultural heritage institutions. The project that we are working on is called Finding GLAMs. And its goal is, in short, to put every museum, gallery, archive, and library on the Wikidata map. Wikimedia Sweden is working on this project in collaboration with the Wikimedia Foundation and with UNESCO, and with financing from the Swedish Postcode Foundation, which is an organization that promotes positive social development. Originally, we felt that we would end our project in November, which is why the title of the session, All the World's GLAM Institutions and How We Tried to Find Them, is in the past tense, because we expected that at this point, we would be able to take a look back and sum up our efforts. Well, it turns out we still have a lot of work to look forward to, as the project has been extended until the end of February 2020. And this is great news, as it means that we will be able to guide and support more volunteers who want to bring this project to their local Wikimedia communities. And I'll talk about that a bit later on, but first, let's have a look at some facts to understand why we are even doing this. How many GLAMs are there on Wikidata? Almost 130,000 right now, and that is a lot. Like, I would be very happy if I had 130,000 of anything, but that's obviously not enough. Now, we don't really know how many GLAMs there are in the world, but we have access to some estimates and surveys. For example, IFLA, the International Federation of Library Associations and Institutions, estimates on their website that there are about 2.5 million libraries around the world. If I remember correctly, most of these are school libraries. And on Wikidata, there are about 57,000 items for different sorts of libraries around the world. If we look at museums, in the US, we know that there are at least 30,000 museums. That is in the US alone, while Wikidata only has items for a couple thousand, about 4,000 museums in the US. So this shows that there is still a lot to do and a lot of possibilities to ingest more data. Obviously, it's not only numbers that are interesting, but where those GLAMs are located. About 60,000 of GLAMs on Wikidata have coordinates, which means we can show them on a map. And this is an interesting way of demonstrating not only the size of the data, but also the geographical bias. There are a lot of GLAMs in Western and Central Europe. You can see that the UK, France, Germany, also Sweden are well represented. We can see there is quite a lot of dots in the US and in certain parts of South America. If we look at Asia, then we see that Japan stands out, but countries like India, Russia, or Indonesia have really bad coverage, despite the fact that they are very, very highly populated. And obviously Africa, I don't even have to mention that the coverage there is very, very bad. Very few GLAMs in African countries. And of course, this distribution is not unique to just GLAMs. It's typical for other types of items on Wikidata. The Global North is overrepresented because that's where a lot of the volunteers come from, and that's the areas they have a lot of interest in. Now, I haven't mentioned the colors yet, but they are important as well. We've run the queries to find the GLAMs on Wikidata twice, once back in April, and again very recently in October. And the yellow dots are just the April coverage, and the purple ones are the new ones that appeared in the October results. This shows that a lot of new GLAMs appeared in that couple months, the 6 months period. Some of this increase, not all of it, but some of it is thanks to our project. And that's specifically the US and Africa coverage. So how has this come about? A very large part of our work is working with existing published data sets of GLAMs in different countries. And there are lots of them in different formats and published by various regional or national entities. For example, in the US, we have the Institute of Museum and Library Services, which publishes the results of its annual public library survey. It contains data about the country's public library systems and public library outlets that are organized in those systems. And since this data is produced by a US government agency, then it's in public domain, and we know we can use it on Wikidata. So it was possible for us to import that data. Another example of data that we could import is data from the Advancing Library Visibility in Africa project, which is carried out by the University of Washington. And I think this project is very interesting because they have quite a similar goal. They collect data about libraries in several African countries. And this includes basic information such as the name of the library, where it's located, and its geographical coordinates. And the researchers licensed their data as CC0 to ensure that really it can be reused as widely as possible and reach as many people as possible. So because of that, we could add a couple hundred new Wikidata items for libraries on a continent that had an extremely poor coverage of libraries and GLAMs in general. These are the positive examples, but the truth is that most of the data sets we found through our research could not be imported into Wikidata. We decided to only work with data sets that are explicitly licensed in a way that is compatible with Wikidata, such as public domain or CC0. But we believe that even if a dataset is copyrighted, it's still valuable. It's still good for the Wikimedia community to know that it exists. And that's why one of the goals of the Finding Glamz project is collating a master list of datasets of GLAM institutions, which you can find on Mita. And if you know of a dataset from your country or region that is not there, you are very welcome to add it there. Simply knowing that it exists is very valuable. For example, it can be used as a source to write Wikipedia articles, and it provides an entry point to possibly discuss with the publisher whether it would be possible to release it under an open license. And here is an example. When researching GLAM data around the world, we found that Archives Portal Europe has a directory of about 2,000 archival institutions all around Europe, including very valuable data like the coordinates, addresses, and collection sizes. When we reached out to them about potentially ingesting that data set on Wikidata, they first said that, well, it's copyrighted, it's not open data. But we told them about Wikidata and open data and about our project, and they were actually very positive, and they promised to take steps to release their data set under a CC0 license. We are having a very positive dialogue around that right now, and we really hope that this will become reality very soon. Now, using official data sets is only one way in which we can improve the coverage of GLAM institutions on Wikidata. Another one that we are developing in our project is making it easier for people, for new users, especially users within GLAM institutions, to add new information to Wikidata. We would love to see more GLAM professionals edit Wikidata and add information about GLAM institutions. And many of them have heard about Wikidata. Many of them are curious about how they can use it in their everyday work. And editing Wikidata is a great way to learn that. But anyone who has tried to introduce non-Wikimedians to Wikidata knows that there is quite a bit of a threshold before they can start making useful edits. Like, even if you don't want to delve into the technical details and the data modeling, there's still a lot to learn about how the data in Wikidata is structured, how to find whatever that interests you. For example, how to find all libraries in a city. And most importantly, how this particular sort of stuff normally is modeled. Because there are a lot of properties and lots of good practice, but for a new user who just created their first blank item, this is very, very hard and complex, and it's not clear where to find this information and whom to ask. So they often need personal guidance to learn, like, what sort of properties you add to an item that represents a museum or a library. So that's why we are developing software to make it easier for absolute beginners in GLAM institutions to make their first Wikidata edits. This app is called Monumental. We developed a first version that was released earlier this year, and based on the feedback we received, we are working on a new improved version that should be online soon. I don't think it's the usable version is released already. And the aim of Monumental is to make searching, viewing, and editing GLAM items easier. For example, the user can see all the GLAM institutions around them or in a selected location without having to write Sparkle queries. A And when it comes to editing, we think this is especially important. The user does not have to guess which properties to use. The interface displays a selection of properties that are normally used with GLAM items. And the user can see that even if there are no values for those properties, then the user knows that this information is missing, and this is what they can add. And that way, they can make valuable contributions within this very small, limited model, which reduces confusion and reduces the fear of doing something wrong. And we want to promote this tool and get as many people as possible involved. So we are planning a global crowdsourcing campaign targeting primarily GLAM staff. That is the people who have the up-to-date relevant knowledge, hoping that we can make it as easy as possible for them to start editing. And we will be asking people in the global Wikimedia community to help out and spread the word about their campaign, about the campaign in their local communities. We imagine that there are people around the world who have contact with GLAM institutions and who have the knowledge about their local Wikimedia communities that can help out, for example, with translating informational material or with organizing editathons for GLAM professionals. And you can find more information about that on the Finding GLAMs site on Meta. And we think that what we are doing is obviously a great goal to pursue, because Wikidata is a powerful platform which enables and encourages reuse. So the data that we collect will benefit not only us in the Wikimedia community, but also everyone who is interested in where there are cultural heritage institutions in the world. People such as researchers, journalists, will be able to see and reuse that information. The data will also be available to search engines, which can be especially interesting for smaller GLAMs that do not have a strong presence on the web. In Wikidata, they can become visible. And for us in the Wikimedia project, getting more GLAMs on Wikidata, it will enable us to better work with them, for example, on Wikipedia. It will provide material, for example, for writing articles. And it can benefit especially Wikipedias in languages with smaller communities, which rely more and more on data from Wikidata in order to create and enrich articles. And this will bring more information about GLAMs to Wikipedias that have smaller communities and not enough resources to write and maintain those articles. And as I said, you can find more information about our project in general and about the campaign that we are planning on Meta. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does somebody have any questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm just kind of looking at the number of libraries you've got. And obviously, there are more libraries than there are galleries. I'm going to make the wild assumption that there are.
On Wikidata or in general?
In the world.
In the world. Oh, yeah. That was a bit of a weird number from IFLA. If you go to their website, they have like a map of coverage of libraries. And I do think that most of those 2.5 million, they are school libraries.
Right.
They do show like what types. There's significantly more school libraries than public libraries.
But I was thinking, because because there's so many more libraries than there are, say, art galleries.
Yes.
Like, why did you limit the project to... So why is it not a libraries project for a start, or why is it a GLAM project, and where does GLAM end? Because...
Oh, yeah.
So we've got galleries, archives, and museums and stuff, but in terms of what we consider GLAM, like, it's a bit more expensive than that. So is there kind of... Would there be any ambition to perhaps add another letter to the acronym or something? I don't know.
We're not working with expanding the acronym. Like, we are officially sticking to the acronym because, well, that's the easiest. And, well, we got financing for that. And this is the easiest way of explaining this to non-Wikimedians, honestly. But we also use the term cultural heritage institution. And that is a bit broader. We use that in communication as well. For example, we ingested some data about Swedish local cultural heritage associations that are technically, well, they're kind of like archive / museum / association of people working on cultural heritage. And we decided that, yes, this comes under our umbrella.
Again, pass on the microphone. Sorry.
Hello. As I come from a community where we have the technical skills, but not like this organizing, do you have any support from like your international team? Would you like materials or some press releases or letters to send to some contacts to engage more our local institutions? They can join us, but we can actually make all technical stuff ourselves. So
yeah, this is a great question. And like, if you check out the Finding GLAMs page on Meta, there is a section with information for regional coordinators, where the point we are hoping to develop like an information toolkit that people can translate into their languages and use. Something that we would really like to see from other local communities is communication about the data sets they have and the institutions that can help us out.
Anybody else?
Yep.
Well, I'm just thinking because I come from the library world. Mm-hmm. And of course, the IFLA statistics, they come from the different IFLA sections that feed up information to IFLA. But anyway, in our respective countries, we are interested in establishing repositories about up-to-date data about libraries and other GLAMs too. And the issues are of different kinds. That is, gathering data, first of all, keeping them up to date, normalizing those data because it goes to the acronyms and things like that. So, and this is, it's also another issue, the difference between the institution as a corporate body and the site that it occupies or where the collections are. And just an additional information, you mentioned the archival portal Europe, but Europeana is doing also a work on this, that identifying their providers.
Exactly.
So they have more than 3,000 data providers, and they, at some point, at the beginning, they didn't deal with the identification of the data providers, but the name that each of the data provider gave for itself, or that Europeana associated the provider to the collection that was given to it, was in different forms. And at some point, they felt the need to normalize it, and so they went back to the data providers, asking them for the name and the variant name, so that it's a disambiguation issues, identification issues. So it's not a trivial problem. And I'm bringing my experience from France, that we have at least three repositories, mm-hmm. the three places. Well, because I saw the link to the French and I was wondering where did you get data from. There is an observatory of public lecture held by the Ministry of Culture. I have not yet seen it. There's another repository held by the Union Catalogue of mm-hmm. France that identifies all the libraries that hold collections with information extended beyond the identification of the institution as such, but with opening hours and the collections that yeah. they held. And there is another. So, well, I'm just wondering about first of all the best data model to identify these institutions and the best way to communicate with the communities that do have those data and keep them up to date, mm. so that there is no gap between what you have and what is the where the information roots from.
Yeah, thank you. Data modeling that you mentioned, the distinction between institution and physical place, this is a discussion that we have taken up in the community discussion on Wikidata. This is something that is definitely within the interest of the community. It is being actively discussed. Yes.
Okay, so one last very short question before we have to end here.
Thank you. Excuse me. Museums and archives exist on a continuum. At the big end, you have the British Museum and the Hermitage mm. and so on. But at the other end, you have a garden shed with a few objects in, or you have glass cases in the foyer of a company with mm. some historical artifacts. Have you a cut-off point? And if so, where is it?
We don't have so much free available data that we really need to have a cut-off point. It's rather the exact opposite. If we get a nice, beautiful, free data set that has this sort of very, very granular distinction, then we will worry about it. But it's not a problem that we have encountered yet, practically.
Okay, thanks a lot for your questions and your reactions and answers. We have to end here. I invite you to the room, to the class room next to this one for the final session. Thank you very much.